Hell's Heart by Alexis Hall. Read for you by Charlie Ann Dolores. Etymology. I'm not a linguist. I've had enough of the Catechism of Prosperity to know that the word Leviathan comes from the Testament, so that makes its origins, what, proto-Exodite? Something to do with the 100 different languages people spoke in the dark days of old Earth? Behemoth is the same. Not Kraken, though. Least I don't think so. Extracts. Collected by a sub-subroutine of a Bored neural network. And the Father created great whales. The Testament, first installment. Ahab, can't you see? The whale is a metaphor. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Season 1, Episode 15. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein. The Testament, additional materials. By art is created that great Leviathan called a commonwealth or state, in Latin civitas, which is but an artificial man. Old Earth text on statecraft, author unknown. Life is an act of consumption, Jupiter. To live is to consume. Now the human beings on your planet are merely a resource waiting to be converted into capital. And this entire enterprise is just a small part in a vast and beautiful machine defined by evolution, designed to a single purpose, to create profit. Balaam Abraxas, Jupiter Ascending. Toward thee I roll, thou all-destroying but unconquering whale. To the last I grapple with thee. From hell's heart I stab at thee. For hate's sake, I spit my last breath at thee. Sink all coffins and all hearses to one common pool. And since neither can be mine, let me then tow to pieces while still chasing thee, though tied to thee, thou damned whale. Last words of an old earth Leviathan hunter. How would you describe your generation? Born too late for tall ships, but too soon for starships. Dinosaur Comics. Chapter 1. Thonius Linnea. Call me whatever the fuck you like. Isha or Isabel, Io, Imogene, Iris, Ivy. If there's a point to all this, to any of this cacophonous bullshit in my head, it's that I don't think I've ever been sure what the I in I am stands for. But it's the only word or name or pronoun that's always been mine, that nobody's tried to take from me, that's always felt right. I've never been a grounded person or a rooted person. It's not that I haven't tried. There've been days when I thought I could settle, when I even thought I could belong somewhere. But then there's always other days when my whole life feels like a prison and my body feels like the jailer, and something inside me wants to tear out through my chest or my throat and scream to the stars. That's when I figure it's time to go voyaging. It's a choice I make. The other choice would be to walk out of a fucking airlock, to let the European winds or the Venusian rains or the beautiful, lethal sunlight of Mercury do what they will with me. Not that I've ever been able to afford a trip to Mercury or Venus. I'm not made of money. Still, one way or another, when I get like that, I have to leave. The last time I got the Skylust, I'd been on Europa 3 months and was flat broke. And since that meant I couldn't keep up repayments to the farm estate of Aphrodite Terra, and that meant I was risking getting half my body repossessed, I needed a job. And ideally, for where my head was at reasons and dodging the flesh bailiff's reasons, I wanted that job to be in the skies.